This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Health and wellness on Joy Drive.
A new food trend is popping up everywhere. Black sesame. And you might have seen it turning up in desserts, maybe drinks, even smoothies lately, with some people calling it the new matcha. Well, social media, as we know, is full of big claims. Everything from helping blood sugar and heart health to even reversing grey hair. I better start eating them. But joining us, as always, is Evangeline Mantzioris from Adelaide University. Evangeline, should I start eating them for my grey hair?
Well, I could ask the same question to you. That's why I took an interest in this one. Let's wait.
Okay, all right. Grey hair, hey? Black sesame seeds, I mean, they're popping up everywhere at the moment. What exactly are they, and why are we suddenly seeing it all over social media?
Yeah, look, it's the latest TikTok viral thing, and TikTok's providing us with a lot of material, isn't it? So black sesame seeds are just that. It's a sesame seed variety that is black. You also have yellow ones. And like any fruit, there's different varieties of everything. And what we've learned over the many programs we've done, Warren, is that when you've got a different colour in a food, it normally represents different nutrients. Mm. So is it healthier? Probably not. Is it healthy? Definitely. Should you try to include it? Probably. Does it matter if you don't? Not really. Lots of answers there, isn't it? So what it is, it's got different nutrients, but it doesn't mean the white sesame seeds are any less nutritious.
Now, I mean, they're not new, sesame seeds. They've been used in cooking for centuries. I've been eating them in ice cream in Japan for centuries, yep. It feels like, as well. What's the difference, though, between them, I suppose, between the, you know, the white ones, which we're more familiar with? What is the difference apart from the
color? Absolutely, yeah. Well, look, whilst black sesame seed is higher in some nutrients, it's also higher in nutrients which people probably go, ooh, do I really need extra of those? So it's got high levels of fat and protein and carbohydrate in it, but that means its energy content is also higher, mm-hmm. Okay? So, but this is all by very small amounts. It's a little bit higher in fiber, calcium, iron, zinc, copper, magnesium, potassium, most of the B group vitamins. So it is slightly higher in those. And you can say, yes, it is more nutritious. But given the quantities we consume in one hit, it's not going to make a big difference. So when we look at nutrient values, when we've got data tables, we usually compare it to 100 grams. Now, for sesame seeds, 100 grams is 2/3 of a cup.
So Evangeline, I have to confess, on the way down here, I had some of those sesame snacks, those, hard little crispy things. I think there's 4 in a packet.
Yep.
I had 2 packets. That's probably half a cup, I reckon.
It could be close to it, yeah. But were they black sesame seeds?
No, they weren't. They were white sesame seeds.
Yeah. So look, you've got lots of great nutrients in that. You've got lots of protein, lots of fat, calcium, all those important nutrients. If they were black sesame seed, you would have got a little bit more of each of those.
Or I could eat another packet.
So they are more nutritious, but if people don't like the taste of it compared to white sesame seed, and I don't think there's a big taste difference, then you're better off just sticking to white. And if you can't find black, don't fuss, just continue the white. One thing that people do get confused about, they think Nigella seeds might be black sesame seeds. Oh. And Nigella seeds are onion seeds. So they're a little bit different, but both are used on toppings as bread. So okay. Remember, we always talk about variety, and that's the key thing in your diet, trying to have as many different things as possible.
We're chatting with Associate Professor Evangeline Mantzioris from Adelaide University about the sudden rise of black sesame, the viral food trend that some people are calling the new matcha. I mean, there's a new trend every week, isn't there?
There is. There's something new every week. And I guess if we think about it as the TikTok people, they want to get the likes, they need to come up with something new. That new thing is typically got a bright colour.
Yellow sesame is the next, I reckon.
Yeah, well, I reckon it's going to be something red. Let's start with something red.
And no doubt we'll get you on the program to either say it's true or not. Now, one claim, Evangeline, that's popping up online is that black sesame can reverse grey hair. Now, what should we know? Imagine if you just went, yes.
So what people are doing on TikTok is having about a tablespoon a day, and they're saying it takes 2 to 3 months for their hair to turn black. Now, there is no scientific study that has looked at this.
Okay.
So I guess we go, well, you know, do you want to try it and see what happens? But to add to that, no study has ever found that any food or supplement can reverse grey hair.
Okay.
The chance that it does it is slim, but there's no risk from eating them if you want to find out, except if you've got an allergy to sesame seeds.
How many did you say you have to eat a day?
They're doing about 10 to 15 grams.
10 to 15 grams. I'm going to buy some. Let's do an experiment. And see if in 2 months it works. I shall get some.
Yeah, you're going to have to take photos, though. I will take selfies of your hair in the same lighting.
Okay. We will do that. I will start to tonight. Now, also, you mentioned that black sesame contains slightly higher levels of nutrients. So if we, say, sprinkle sesame seeds on our salad, for example, is it going to make a difference if we change it to black?
Yeah, look, it will over time. It will make a difference if you continue to have them. But remember, it's also higher in energy.
Okay.
Which means if you continue to have that quantity and you don't drop something else in your diet, you're likely to gain weight.
Now, you mentioned also, you know, if we look at nutrition tables, you mentioned 100 grams of sesame seeds. Mm. Realistically, we do only have a small sprinkle, though, don't we? So
we do.
How much do we usually eat in a day, do you reckon?
Oh, look, that would vary. Some people would have none. Mm. Others would have lots. Personally, we use sesame oil in cooking. And even in there, you only use a few drops because it's such a strong flavour.
Does that have the properties as well, the health properties, the oil?
Well, it's going to have some of the oils in it. It will have some of the fat-soluble nutrients in it as well. So you will get a little bit of benefit from that. But if you taste it, you know you can't use a lot in your cooking. You know, some cultures use a lot more sesame seeds than others. They use it as tahini paste. Mm-hmm. They use it in their sweets. They use it in their cooking a lot more. So, look, it's a handy thing to pop into your cooking, as are all the other different plants. As well as being higher in those nutrients we mentioned, there's also a little bit more antioxidants in black sesame seeds, and that's because of the colour.
And just remind us, please, what the antioxidants do.
Yeah, look, antioxidants, what they do is our body produces free radicals, and these free radicals are just produced by everyday living, as well as air pollution and if we smoke and if we drink alcohol. And these free radicals can cause damage to the proteins in our body, to the DNA in our body, and also to the lipids. And that can lead to diseases such as heart disease and cancer. So what antioxidants do is they mop them up without the antioxidants being damaged themselves. So they quite like them. They take them and they take them out of circulation. And what we know is that black sesame does contain more of these as well. But look, what the big story here is that colour is important in your diet, right? If you're only eating apples and potatoes, you're not going to get all those nutrients and antioxidants we get through those coloured fruits and vegetables. So by all means, have black sesame seeds, but get that colour into your diet.
Evangeline, a few messages. Angela in Footscray says, my mum has used black sesame in Chinese desserts for years. It's funny seeing it suddenly called a superfood trend.
And is his mum's hair done?
It doesn't say.
Angela, get back online.
0427 569 949. Rachel tried putting it in a smoothie. Tasted good, but the whole thing went grey. But that's like the ice cream, isn't it, Evangeline?
That's right.
Black sesame ice cream.
Yeah, I did try some of that gelati on the weekend.
Did you? And?
Yeah. And it's a distinct taste. I opted for pistachio and raspberry instead.
What about Mark in Essendon says, I love tahini, so I guess I've been eating sesame for years anyway.
That's right. Like tahini is a very popular ingredient in Middle Eastern cooking. Mm-hmm. So that is a good thing to include, yep.
Can you just eat tahini by itself? from the jar?
You can, but it's a bit like eating peanut butter. It's very sort of, you know, it sticks to the top of your mouth. It's used in dips, particularly, you know, with hummus and falafel rolls and all that sort of stuff. It's great.
Daniel agrees with us. Black sesame ice cream is amazing. Had it in Japan years ago. I tell you what, Daniel, if you go to some of the Japanese supermarkets here in Melbourne, you can get it. But leave some for me. And also this saying, black sesame soup is a classic dessert in our family. There you go. Haven't heard that one before.
No.
Evangeline, what about the compound? Is it sesamin?
Sesamin, yeah. Look, sesamin is a particular type of antioxidant that is really important. And there's higher levels of that in the black sesame seeds as well. So that's going to be really important. And what they've done is to look to see if it makes a difference in health outcomes. So aside from dark hair, there are more important things that the black sesame seeds have been looked at. And this has been your BMI, your blood pressure and cholesterol. And a big study that combined all the studies that have ever been done on sesame seeds, pulled all the data together. And they found a drop in BMI. Oh. They also found a drop in blood pressure and cholesterol. But the big but here is the studies were of low quality. That means often they might have been taking medication at the same time. They may not have been double blinded and they may not have been using a placebo. But more importantly, out of these six studies, only one of them used black sesame seeds. So the other five were on white sesame seeds. So that's why we're saying, look, it's great, but white sesame is going to be just as good as well.
Evangeline, let's finish on this question. If one of us sees black sesame in the supermarket this week, like I will tonight, and wonders whether to throw it in the trolley, what would you say?
I'd say go for it. Try it. Yeah. Use it in your stir fries. If you're baking biscuits or bread, put it on top of that. You can make those sesame seed snaps if you like. You could probably combine black and white ones together and make, you know, pretty patterns with it. Yeah. All sorts of things.
And you were saying off air that that's a Greek tradition as well.
The sesame seed snaps, absolutely. It's the island of Rhodes that makes those sesame seed snaps. Very yummy.
Very yummy indeed. So, Evangeline, hopefully next time you see me, I'll have black hair.
Well, that's only going to be 2 weeks, though. That's true. We might only see it in your beard.
Evangeline, always good to chat with you. Thanks for joining us.
Pleasure.
Thank you. That was Associate Professor Evangeline Mantzioris from Adelaide University.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.